राम। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 2 वर्स 44 बाय श्रद्धे स्वामी राम सुखदास जी महाराज। भोगेश्वर्य प्रसक्तानां तया परत चेतसां व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धि समाधो न विधीयते। Those whose minds are carried away by such flowery words, who are attracted towards pleasures, and who are deeply attached to pleasure and prosperity, cannot attain the determinate intellect concentrated in God. Comment. Taya pahrita chetasam. Their minds are carried away by such flowery language that there is great pleasure in heaven. There are celestial damsels, a blissful garden, and there is nectar, etc. Bhog Aishwarya Prasaktanam. Pleasures of 5 senses, sound, touch, color, taste, smell, comfort to the body, and desire for respect and praise are bhog. The worldly enjoyments, accumulation of money and materials to enjoy those worldly pleasures is called aishwarya or prosperity. Those who cling to pleasure and prosperity are called bhog aishwarya prasaktanam. Such people are called demoniacal, asura. In Sanskritam, asu stands for life breaths, and he who wants to maintain life breath is an asura. Vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadhova na vidhiyate. Such people who instinctively cling to pleasure and prosperity cannot attain the determinate intellect to realize God, because their intellect has become impure. Similarly, the people who have pride for their being learned by acquiring the worldly arts or science or knowledge, etc., cannot attain the determinate intellect decision to realize God. Something noteworthy. All gracious God, by His grace, has bestowed discrimination, viveka, upon human beings so that they may attain God or salvation. But human beings, giving a cold shoulder to this discrimination, cling to pleasure like birds and animals. They forget that enjoyment of pleasure is not the goal of human life, but its supreme object is the attainment of perfection, and all the circumstances, whether favorable or unfavorable, they are placed in are means to attain perfection, God realization. So they cannot have the sole desire for God realization. The fact is that worldly pleasures and objects are not a real obstacle to God realization, but attachment to these is the main hindrance. So long as this attachment continues, not to talk of God realization, the people cannot even make up their minds to attain God, because their minds are drawn away by worldly pleasure and prosperity, etc. Appendix. If there is an obstacle to the attainment of salvation, it is the desire for pleasures and prosperity, accumulation of wealth. As an ensnared fish can't move ahead, similarly, a man entangled in pleasure and prosperity can't move ahead towards God. Not only this, but the man attached to pleasures and prosperity can't even have the determinate intellect to realize God. He who regards the world as true, to him karma yoga will quickly lead to self-realization. A karma yogi serves the world by discharging his duty. That is, he does every action for the welfare of others in a disinterested manner. He feels happy with the happiness of others and is sad, moved with the sadness of others. By feeling happy, seeing others happy, his desire for pleasure is wiped out, and by being moved at the suffering of others, his desire for prosperity, accumulation, is wiped out. In fact, the real service is rendered by the person who has totally renounced the desire for pleasure and prosperity. Otherwise, the service is fake. But if the aim is real, for the welfare of others, the fake service also turns into real service. End of chapter 2, verse 44. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.